I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, Brian. So the latest in Cowboy world is the Super Bowl or bust. That is what Dak Prescott threw out there. He had his annual charity gala that he puts together, which is awesome, and he does that every single year, and he's been doing that, you know, doing a lot of great work out
there. Cancer research, right?
Yes, research. Obviously, his mom. We know about the history there, and he's been doing it ever since his mom passed, and partnering with the Dallas Cowboys. But he was asked about the Super Bowl, and Shoddy's also. We played the clip of him with the Twins podcast on G-Bag last week, and Shoddy was talking about February 14th, 2027, Super Bowl, SoFi Stadium. We'll be there. He even says when we win the Super Bowl, I'm going to get another one for my dad. I'll get a ring for his dad. And he got a little choked up about that. Well, Dak, echoing the sentiments of the head coach, he said, quote, "That's the one thing I love about the Cowboys Nation, being a player of the Cowboys. It's Super Bowl or bust." And truthfully, that's the only reason you play this game. Yeah. And if that's not your mindset as a fan, then to me, you don't have the right passion. You're not a true winner. So absolutely, we're working every day for it. Now, that might be an eye roll to some fans out there. I understand it. Hey, we're in this. You know, we've been doing 3 and 5 years together. There's been some heartbreaking, disappointing seasons, and that carries over to 30 years ever since the Cowboys' last Super Bowl. But there's been plenty of teams that kind of shy away from even talking about that. That should be the goal. That should be the vision. Whether you believe as a fan or a listener that they can achieve that or not, that's not really the issue here. They have to believe that. And that's the goal. And I love that they don't shy away from that, because there's other coaches, and I'm sure you can attest to it, having worked in the league, like let's make the playoffs, right? We don't even want to use the Super Bowl word. I kind of like that they know exactly what they're going for here.
Yeah, no, it makes for a June, July conversations, you know, August conversations, soon to be, you know, with training camp and all that. Yeah, I mean, I think expectations is always to try and find a way to, you know, get into the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. I know going in myself, I was always very much, let's win the division guy. Let's win the division. And then, are there things that we can do along the way to help our team? You know, if we're a team that, if you have a control over the, you know, if you have a control over the division and you're in a good spot, then when the trade deadline comes, okay, what are the things that we can add? A very familiar story for me, something I lived, and it's way back in the day, folks, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to bring it up. But, you know, we were a team that had a really good roster at Green Bay, and we added Andre Rison. We signed Andre Rison, and Andre Rison played 8 games for us, including the Super Bowl, and our team was 8-0 in those games. And so you have to find ways. You have to find ways to, you know, to make sure, you know, go win the division, get all the advantages of winning the division. If you could have the best record, you know, these should be the goal. The Super Bowl is always the goal for every team. And by week 7, you'll know damn good and well if you're a Super Bowl team or not. You know, now maybe, I know we've seen some teams like the Giants back in the day when, you know, they were not very good and had to fight to get in the playoffs, didn't win the division. But if the best path to get to the Super Bowl is winning the division, having a best record, and getting as many home games as you can in the playoffs, and then go from there. And that should be your goal. Your goal should be that, to win, have the best record you could possibly have, get as many home games as you can, and then that makes your path much more manageable. Now, Dallas has done this before. You know, 2016, you know, you look at, you know, they, and just only a few years ago, Dallas was the 2nd overall seed. You know, it's one thing to get in there and do all those things, but it's another thing to complete the job. And that's where the Cowboys have really lacked the last 30 years, is they've had really good opportunities. And they've had some teams that absolutely should have been in Super Bowl contention. But for some reason, not whether it's poor defense, bad games, poor quarterback play, lack of offense, not being able to stop a running game. They've struggled along the way. But, yeah, I admire everybody. Yeah, the goal is the Super Bowl. But the number one goal needs to be win the division, win as many games as you can, and then let everything kind of play out from there.
Amen. And you're right. It's you got to get there, right? There's the grind of the season. Yeah. But where this team has fallen short is once they're in that tournament, as Bill Parcells would say, they have not played their best football.
Not at all.
They just went up against a better team, or it was a combination of the defense, the offense, the quarterback, everything you said. You can't always pinpoint it as to one singular reason, but it hasn't all come together for them, and they've competed and played their best. That's got to change. And maybe they've built a roster, and I'm excited to hear what Will thinks about that. Certainly, I think that they're much more physical up front. They've added a lot more bigger bodies with kind of the scheme change on defense. I think they're built to defend the run better than they probably have been. And that probably is a nice transition from like the Rod Marinelli kind of quick, let's get up the field. Maybe we're about speed. We're a little undersized. Now they're big, they're physical. And that was something that they talked about after that 49ers loss. We weren't physical enough. So they've been trying to get there. Maybe now they finally have. Is it talented enough? We will end up waiting and finding out on that if they're able to get there. In this division,
I think
it's there for the taking.
Yeah, I think they have the quarterback to compete well in the playoffs. I think they have the quarterback that can play in a Super Bowl setting, and I think could be fine. Experience, you know, there's been some days where he hasn't been great. But I think if you look at how the growth of Dak Prescott every year, it seems like even on a bad team, and that 7-10 team last year was not a great team because it was historically bad on defense.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, you're damn lucky you won seven games the way that defense was playing, you know. But you look at him, you look at how he and Schottenheimer have worked together. They're very capable. They're very capable at quarterback of making a run for this thing. Is their defense good enough? Is their offensive line good enough? Can they run the football? And can you maximize CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens? Those are all the things. Because if one of those things or two of those things fail along the way, we're going to be talking about, you know, we're going to be working on the draft again in November, you know, start talking about pulling the draft together. But I think they have the quarterback to have success and to get this thing over the top. They just, everything else has to kind of fall in place to make that happen.
Yeah, there's probably not maybe two easier people to root for than Brian Schottenheimer and Dak Prescott, two really, really good dudes that have done a lot in the league, gone through a lot in the league. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, man, it'd be such a great story to see those two finally overcome and break that hurdle. You did bring up Pickens before we move into the Dean Julia mailbag. That was news over the past week. Pickens did officially sign his franchise tag. Not a surprise. There was not a push to try and get a long-term deal done. Steven had made that very clear. But now there's probably always going to be a worry, like, well, what did he do at camp? I think that it's going to be fine. I don't anticipate a ton of drama here. I think both sides understand where they're at. And as I've said throughout the whole thing, and I know you've talked with people, Brian, I just think it's in George's best interest to just show good faith, show up, do what he's got to do, go out, ball out, be productive, and then let the chips fall where they may next offseason.
Yeah, there's no question that George needs to find a way. When you talk to people around the league, they're not worried about George Pickens' ability. They're worried about George Pickens being late for meetings, George Pickens not doing what he needs to do. As far as that, you know, keep that in mind. George Pickens is not a bad human being. He's not an alcoholic. He's not an abuser. He's not a drug addict. I mean, George Pickens is just a little tardy, and George Pickens might go to a little bit of the beat of his own drum. But overall, George Pickens is a marvelous football player. And a lot of teams, you know, you will put up with a lot as long as you have that ability to make plays. The Dallas Cowboys won a lot of games over the years with players and won championships with players that probably other teams are like, I'm not so sure I want that guy. But Dallas, you find a way. Jimmy Johnson, they found a way to take a player or two that might not have been going the right direction off the field, but you know, found a way on Sundays and Mondays to play at a very, very high level. And so George Pickens is that type of player, but it's to the betterment of George Pickens to have as quiet of an off the field thing as he can. Whereas on the field, then that's where, you know, people are like, okay, well, it looks like George Pickens is, you know, there's nobody you could talk to in the organization doesn't say a kind word about George Pickens. There's nobody. Now, this is going to be a stray fire towards Michael Parsons. That wasn't always the case for Michael Parsons. Hell of a football player. He put up with a lot of stuff with Michael Parsons, but people in the organization weren't always complimentary of him. Whereas George Pickens, they are. George Pickens, he's got to look at the situation too. He's now making $24 million more than he's ever made in his career. You know, that's important. I mean, you got to go out and, okay, I'm going to go perform for $24 million more than I've ever made. So he needs to have the type of season where, again, he gets recognized as one of the top eight receivers in the league. And then he could polish up the other stuff where the tardiness and being late and missing things, he needs to polish that up. And if he does, you know, he could very well be talked about as one of those receivers that's compensated, you know, in that $35 to $38 million range.
Let's go ahead and get into our Dean Julia mailbag. You are listening to Love of the Star. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Love of the Star, brought to you by the OnTime Experts, the official AC and heating provider of your Dallas Cowboys. Go to theontimeexperts.com. Schedule that $59 tune-up today. That's theontimeexperts.com. Been seeing their trucks driving around the Metroplex quite a bit, as it is indeed summer. And gosh, it's hot out there. Make sure the OnTime Experts are there to fix that AC, get that thing up and running at top shape.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.